انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات. مزيكتنا مش اي مزيك، معايا اكيد مودك هيتغير، علشان هتسمع مطربك المفضل واغاني ومزيكا كلها ذكريات عمرك ما هتقدر تنساها. هفاجئك ان اعرف وفاكرها مدروسة علشان تكون زي ما قلبك يحب وعلى مزاج مزاجك. انتظروني، هكون معاكم أنا أحمد عماد لمدة نص ساعة أسبوعيا على تسعينات اف ام في Chill Out with حمادة، علشان نعيش مزيك.
Chill Out with حمادة مع أحمد عماد، كل يوم خميس الساعة 11:30 بالليل على تسعينات اف ام.
مساء الخير عليكم وعلى كل مستمعينا، مستمعي إذاعة تسعينات اف ام. معكم أحمد عماد في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم تشيل أوت وذ حمادة. أهلا بيكم في نهاية الأسبوع كالعادة. الحلقة النهاردة أنا شخصيا متحمس ليها، لأني أنا كنت من أحد المعجبين بالفنان بتاع النهاردة في فترة ما كنت في ثانوي، وإجلالا وتقديرا لي بوجه رسالة، يعني أنا شخصيا بحترم شخصه الفني لدرجة أن أنا لابس سيمي فورمال. يعني إذا أنا مش متخيل أن أنا جاي في يوم من الأيام وحاعد أتكلم عن فنان النهاردة. فنان النهاردة اسمه مارشال بروس ماثرز التالت. مين ده؟ ده اللي مكتشفه دكتور دري من حوالي من الثمانينات، ان هو ابتدى تاريخه المهني من 88. تاريخه المهني as a business، انما فعليا اول البوم نزل ليه كان في 96. مين مارشال بروس ده؟ ده امينيم، هو ده اسمه. اتولد في امريكا في 17 اكتوبر 1972، عيد ميلاده الشهر الجاي. هنطلع على طول على طول نسمع أول أغنية لي، وطبعا أنا مش هقدر ما أجيبش The Real Slim Shady. أول أغنية نسمعها وارجع لكم تاني. May I have your attention please? May I have your attention please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door and started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots, Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him, walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes you wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a woman's... is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who put other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach you, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here? So you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave to first. Little put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave Eminem. I'm sick of
of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me. So I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me. And just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on the mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just better than 90% of you rappers out, kid. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like it's funny. Cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting. Pins and nurses' asses when I'm for jerkins and I'm jerking. But this whole bag of Viagra isn't working. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings. Or in the parking lot, circling, screaming, I don't give a f- with his windows down and the system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Slim Shady's are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shady's are just imitating.
ورجعت لكم تاني بعد ما سمعنا أول أغنية لإمينيم في حلقتنا النهاردة. طبعا الرسالة اللي بوجهها زي ما قلت إن أنا حبقى فورمال تماما لو أتيحت لي الفرصة وقابلته في يوم من الأيام، بحكم إن أنا ما كنتش أحلم أيام ما كنت من أحد معجبيه وأنا في الثانوي لسه إن أقعد أتكلم عليه النهاردة زي يوم من الأيام اللي إحنا فيها دي. المهم عشان اتكلم عليه هضطر اتبع اسلوبه في الراب واتكلم بسرعه. زي ما قلنا مكتشفه كان دكتور دري اشول. ليه ذكرته النشول؟ عشان طول عمري بقول ان هو نبغه ومختلف، وبالتالي انا كان ليا وجهه نظر في الموضوع ده، او العلمي يعني ليه وجهه نظر في الموضوع ده. ممثل، مؤلف، منتج افلام، شاعر غنائي، ملحن، كاتب، وطبعا طبعا عنده بيزنس بعد الفتره دي كلها. قناته على اليوتيوب عاملة 49.1 مليون مشترك، وده بحكم ان هو من الأولد سكول. اغلب المغنيين واغلب القنوات للمطربين والناس القديمة لو دخلنا شفناهم هنلاقيهم مش محققين ارقام زي الشباب والفنانين بتوع الوقت اللي احنا فيه دلوقتي. خلينا نتكلم عن اشهر مهاراته، كانت في السجع وقدرته على تغيير سرعته الشفوية بحيث ان هو بيقدر يخلي اسلوب الاغنية في سياق واحد، يعني ما بيخرجش عن التوافق او مع الايقاع، وده خلاه يحصل على التقدير واحترام من زملائه في المجال ده. واحنا عارفين ان الفترة دي فترة التسعينات كان اغلب اللي بيغنوا اللون ده من الاغاني الراب او الهيب هوب كان بيبقوا النيجر. خليني انا مش عايز اوصفها بسمة يعني، بس كونه هو امريكان وده واضح على ملامحه كان غريب قوي بالنسبة لهم، ولو انهم رفعوا له القبعة زي ما بنقولها كده احتراما لفنه لتفانيه في عمله. خليني هقول سريعا، هو عمل انفينيتي سنة 96، تسليم شادي ال بي سنة 99، The Marshall Mathers ال بي 2000، The Eminem Show 2002، Encore 2004، Relapse 2009، Recovery 2010، The Marshall Mathers ال بي 2 اللي هو الجزء الثاني في 2013، Revival في 2017، Kamikaze في 2018، Music to be Murdered في 2020. الألبوم ده آخر ألبوم ليه، هو أغلب الأغاني اللي في الكوكتيل معانا النهاردة هتبقى من الألبوم ده، لسبب إمينيم كان جت فترة كده هنقول إجمالا الراب ما كانش بنفس الشهرة اللي ابتدى ياخدها تاني في الفترة اللي احنا فيها، يعني كان الاتجاه أكتر للR&B والهيب هوب الصريح أكتر من الاتجاه للراب. الغريب إن لما نزل ميوزك تو بي ميردرد وكان حتى اللوجو بتاعه واخد الستايل بتاع أجاثا كريستي والدم والحاجات دي، وبانترو وبحاجات كده. هنبتديها بأول أغنية معانا من الألبوم ده، هو بقالها 9 شهور نازلة على اليوتيوب، محققة 425,000 بس. تاني أغنية اسمها هاير، هنسمعها وارجع لكم تاني نكمل المسيرة الفنية لإمينيم.
Yeah. You know, I've been around for a while now. Not sure if I have much left to prove. Yeah, I do. I look at me now, I'm thinking, damn, how proud of me I am. What I did is nothing to sneeze at, even if your allergies are bad. I'm up in the balcony in France. I look around, I see the fans, how they surround me in the stands. Probably could drown in a sea of hands. They're hollering, shame, yelling it out to me, and that's what I mean when I say that one day, some way, somehow, if I get the chance to get a crowd, I flip it around and have a crowd give me the chance. I've done it all, man, but in actuality, I haven't yet.
Where am I supposed to go from here? Okay. Really, I have no idea. All I know is every time I think I hit my ceiling, I go higher than I've ever fucking been. Where am I supposed to go from here? Okay. No idea. All I know is every time I think I hit my ceiling, I go higher than I've ever fucking been.
Got no time for no haters in this bitch, or toleration for the shit, but like medication, my dedication and the time it takes to do this shit reminds me of how an overcrowded hospital waiting room will get. What I mean is maybe I have more patience than I'm able to admit. Yeah, but I'm still mentally stable. There's a three-legged table in this bitch. Fame was a switch, but I was grateful to trade the shit for the trailer with a hitch that would make me a raving lunatic. But I made it through my situation, I hit pay dirt, now I get paper like a stapler in this bitch. But just cause I made a little bit of change, don't mean I've changed a little bit. Brain full of wit, dangerous, can't extinguish this English language when it's lit. And I'm just berating you with it, it's shady till I'm 82. I spit this crazy, even Dre, he knows I'm a blow. Better get the handkerchief again.
So where am I supposed to go from here? Okay. Really, I have no idea. All I know is every time I think I hit my ceiling, I go higher than I've ever fucking been.
I know I talk about this shit a lot, but
where am I supposed to go from here? Okay. Really, I have no idea. All I know is every time I think I hit my ceiling, I go higher than I've ever fucking been.
Oh, now what am I gonna do? Ain't nothing, homie, I'm on the loose. Born a winner, never so hard to lose. I can do it even when I'm trying to. With my record flopping, still go through the roof. This atmosphere is for a chosen few who's on their grind, making money moves. And you ain't gon' get there if you water down. You gotta take shots, take 100 proof.
Been in survival mode since a 5-year-old, it was I alone. Since my trike was stole's viral notebook and microphone. But looking back how bad it was then, if it hadn't have been for the pad and the pen addict, mom and dad beat dad, I wouldn't have had the savage within. Having to win every single battle I'm in. All I ever wanted was to be an MC. Tediously I wrote obediently, believing in me. EPMD must have had teaching degrees, learned to defeat enemies with the ink, thinking of these rhymes would be as easy as E. And graffiti would be like remedial reading to me. To my last breath leaves my lungs, I'ma beat my drum for the streets I'm from. The east side slums, gotta remind them, I'll take a foe out like feet by thumb. You see my finger, you see my thumb, you see my fist for a peace pipe. I'm here for the smoke, but it's not the weed I want. With this beat I've brung for the beef I've come. But you better bring it if you wanna reply from. Cause for you to be lyrically inclined, it'd be a steep climb up.
ورجعت لكم تاني بعد ما سمعنا أغنية هاير من الألبوم الجديد اللي نزل في سنة 2020. وزي ما قلت أنا لازم أتكلم بصفة الرابرز، يعني لازم أتكلم بسرعة عنه عشان وقت حلقتنا ما يخطفناش، لأني لو ما يعني مهما حاولت أتكلم مش هقدر أوفيله حقه في نص ساعة. يعني اشتغل مع ناس كتير قوي، منهم باد ميتس ايفل، دي 12، ودي كانت اول فرقه اسسها، اوتسايدز، سول انتنت، 50 سنت، دكتور دري، ليرل وان، نيد دوغ، بينك، ريانا وغيرهم. من خلال مسيرته الفنيه واجه عديد من الانتقادات بسبب خروجه عن المألوف في الالفاظ اللي بيقولها، بس هو كان بيناقش قضايا كتير قوي من خلال ده. يعني هو كان بيخرج عن المألوف بحكم ان الراب معروف ان هو بيعالج قضايا ومشاكل اجتماعية تكاد تكون من باطن المجتمع، وبالتالي كان عادي بالنسبة له الالفاظ دي انها تخرج. ولما كبر شوية ابتدى الموضوع يختلف شويتين، ابتدى يناقش قضايا اهم اعم واشمل، ابتدى ياخد باله كويس قوي من هو رايح فين بكلامه، لان هو احنا قلنا قبل كده اتوجه له العديد من الانتقادات بسبب الموضوع ده. خلال مشواره الفني حصل على 244 جايزة و360 ترشيح، ابرزها جايزة الاوسكار لافضل اغنية اصلية، دي كان عملها في فيلم 8 مايلز. 15 جائزة جرامي، 17 جائزة بيلبورد الموسيقية، 12 جائزة MTV في الأغاني المصورة، 10 جوائز موسيقى أمريكية، 4 جوائز بريت غيرها. وبدأ كان أكتر مغني راب يفوز على الإطلاق بعدد من الجوائز دي. هنطلع سريعا نسمع أغنية بترجع لي أنا بقى النوستالجيا بتاعتي أنا الشخصية كأحمد، اسمها Cleaning Out My Closet، والأغنية دي حزينة شوية بس هترجع لنا كده ذكريات حلوة. نسمعها وارجع لكم تاني.
Where's my snare? I have no snare in my headphones. There you go. Yeah.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested and demonstrated against. Picket signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the times. Sick is the mind of the and kid that's behind. All this commotion, emotions run deep as oceans exploding. Tempers flaring from parents. Just blow them off and keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Give them hell long as I'm breathing. Keep kicking ass in the morning and taking names in the evening. Leaving with a taste of sour as vinegar in their mouth. See, they can trigger me, but they'll never figure me out. Look at me now, I bet you're probably sick of me now. Ain't you, mama? I'ma make you look so ridiculous now. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said, I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. Never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. I got some skeletons in my closet, and I don't know if no one knows it. So before they throw me inside my coffin and close it, I'ma expose it. I'll take you back to 73, before I ever had a multi-platinum selling CD. I was a baby, maybe I was just a couple of months. My father must have had his panties up in a bunch as he split. I wonder if he even kissed me goodbye. No, I don't. On second thought, I just wished he would die. I look at Haley and I couldn't picture leaving her side. Even if I hated Kim, I'd grit my teeth and I'd try to make it work with her. At least for Haley's sake, I maybe made some mistakes, but I'm only human. But I'm man enough to face him today. What I did was stupid, no doubt it was dumb. But the smartest I did was take the bullets out of that gun. Cause I'd have c***ed them, and I would have shot Kim and them both. It's my life, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Eminem show. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said, I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. Never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. Nah, I would never diss my own mama just to get recognition. Take a second to listen, fool, you think this record is dissing, but put yourself in my position. Just try to envision witnessing your mama popping prescription pills in the kitchen. Pretend that someone's always going through a person missing, going through public housing systems, victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't, till I grew up. Now I blew up, it makes you sick to your stomach, doesn't it? Wasn't it the reason you made that CD for me, ma? So you could try to justify the way you treated me, ma. But guess what, you're getting older now, when it's cold when you're lonely. And Nathan's growing up so quick, he's gonna know that you're phony. And Haley's getting so big now, you just see her, she's beautiful, but you'll never see her. She won't even be at your funeral. See, what hurts me the most is you won't admit you was wrong. Do your song, keep telling yourself that you was a mom. But how dare you try to take what you didn't help me to get. You selfish, hope you burn in hell for this. Remember when Ronnie died and you said you wished it was me? Well, guess what? I am dead. Dead to you as can be. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said, I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight,
ورجعت لكم تاني عشان نتكلم عن إمينيم. الجزء اللي هتكلم فيه دلوقتي من اكتر الحاجات اللي هو نفسه اتكلم عنها كتجربة مر بيها، اتكلم علنا عن ادمانه واستهلاكه للعقاقير الطبية. بما في ذلك انا مش هذكر انواع واسماء، بس في الاخر اللي طلعنا منه من الرحلة دي ان هو في الفترة دي كان بيستهلك ما بين 40 ل60 جرعة من مزيل القلق بعد ما بطل الإدمان، لأن هو عالج ده بس بقى ياخد أدوية مزيل قلق وأدوية عشان يقدر ينام وكذا. مش عايز أتعمق في الجزئية دي لأني مش يعني مش هو ده اللي يهمنا، اللي يهمنا فنه واللي يهمنا مشواره الفني. في عثرات بتقابل العديد من الفنانين وكلنا بنقابل ده كبشر، بس بيبقى ليها انعكاس، والانعكاس أو اللي أنا قصدته هنا إن حد بالنجاح ده قدر يتخطى مشاكل كتير في حياته، منها جزء الإدمان اللي ذكرته، ومنها مشاكل كتير كان قابلها في إن هو لما انتقل وعاش مع والدته كان عنده 15 سنة وكانت صاحبته 13 سنة اللي هو اتجوزها بعد كده وطلقها ورجع لها تاني وطلقها تاني. يعني عاش كتير قوي من المشاكل، وعلى الرغم من كده فضل متمسك برحلة النجاح اللي هو كان ماشي فيها. زي ما قلت انا بحاول قدر الامكان ادي فكرة سريعة عنه، لاني لو قعدت اتكلم بالتفصيل عنه مش هيكفيني 3 حلقات مثلا، وبحاول قدر الامكان نسمع اغاني. وزي ما انتوا شايفين بشوف الاغنية قديمة واغنية من الجديد. الجديد زي ما قلنا اسمه Music to be Murdered، برجح اننا ندخل نسمعه لان ابتدى الموضوع يفعلا يريكوفر. يعني الأغنية اللي جاية اللي هنطلع نسمعها اسمها Into Deep، دي عاملة 6.9 مليون في خلال سنة. هنسمعها وارجع لكم تاني. This could never work is what we said at first, but whatever this is it's working. But we're in two different worlds in. I'm not your husband, you ain't my girlfriend. All I know is that when I'm with you, I'm a different person, yeah. And I ain't never met a chick as perfect. Girl, you're a 10, so here I am, laying here with her again. Thinking about you. She's asleep, you're texting me around 2. Crying face emoji, you say this is me without you. We're sneaking out to meet at cheap hotel rooms. Sex in the car, then I'll text you tomorrow. Do I question it? Nah, no objection at all. Cause both of us are still involved. So as I'm peeling off, all I'm thinking about is
I'm not happy here.
Nah,
with her.
You say let's meet around 3. You went to leave the house, he caught you sneaking out. Now he's freaking out. You thought he was sleeping soundly. Whoa. You say you're going for a drive, you don't question him. When he stumbles in, like where the fuck you been? Then you pump his ear with what he wants to hear. Tell him you love him, yeah. Wipe each other's tears. But it's been a couple years since we've been doing dirt. You or my girl don't wanna see either of you get hurt. But now the lines are getting super blurred. Can't tell if I'm cheating on her with you, but cheating on you with her. But really nobody's at fault, can't help who you love. Hope they don't overhear us talk, cause we both are getting sloppy. Probably subconsciously part of me's hoping we get caught. Cause
I'm not happy here,
nah,
with her. Rather have you,
yeah.
Rather have me too, but you're not happy there.
Of each other being someone else's. Call us Long John Silvers cause we selfish. But I just wanna see you. Don't care if it's at the Ritz or Motel 6. If I'm there with you, rich or poor. When I'm laying here with you, it could be the kitchen floor. I could stay in bed with you, staring at you till the morn. I just wanna be a secret lover, yeah. I'd rather share you than to not have you at all. So once a year, twice a month I'm here. If you want it, yeah, I'm open season. And I'm always game, so I'll keep it 100, dear. Cause we could never be each other's everything. You got a wedding ring, so it's him instead of me. But I'll be your second string, now and forever. Because
I'm not happy here,
nah,
with her.
ورجعت لكم تاني بعد ما سمعنا Into Deep. الوقت قرب يخلص وحنتكلم عن آخر جزئية في حياة إمينيم، ودي كانت عن لسانه هو في عام 2009. قال في مقابلة لي أنه لم يربى على التعليم الكاثوليكية اللي هي الدينية، ولكنه الآن أصبح يصلي أكثر، ورغم ذلك كان فأغني، وده اللي أنا أشرت له من الجزء بتاع الألفاظ الخارجة وكذا. يعني هو نفسه أساء لده، على الرغم من أنه بيعتبرش نفسه فنان ملتزم سياسيا، إلا أنه أعرب في العديد من مقابلاته برضو عن ازدراءه لبعض السياسات، مش عايزين نتكلم فيها بالتفصيل، بس هو نفسه قال انه مع الوقت بعد ما ابتدى يكبر في السن اهتماماته اختلفت، اراءه اختلفت، فكره اختلف. ففنان ابتدى من الثمانينات، اكتشفه دكتور دري زي ما احنا قلنا، مثابر، آمن بنفسه، قعد فترة كده كانت الناس بتنتقده، كان لأن أغلب الفيديو كليبس بتاعته وأغلب الإصدارات اللي كان بيعملها والأغاني اللي كان بيعملها زي ما قلت كان فيها ألفاظ خارجة، وستيل لحد دلوقتي برشح أننا نرجع نسمع كلامه تاني، الأغاني بتاعته تاني، لأن الأغاني دلوقتي بقت أكثر يعني هادفة أكثر من ذي قبل. الأغنية اللي جاية هنطلع معاها هتبقى آخر أغنية. بفكركو إحنا بنبقى مع بعض كل يوم الساعة 11:30 يوم الخميس، اسمعونا على تسعينات FM. اللي ما لحقش يسمع الحلقة هيدخل على صفحتنا www.90sfm.com وحيسمع الحلقة بتاعتنا برنامج تشيل أوت ويز حماد. الأغنية اللي هنطلع نسمعها دلوقتي أغنية اسمها Never Love Again، دي عملت 6.4 مليون في خلال سنة. الأغنية دي من الألبوم الجديد برضو. بتمنى تكون الحلقة عجبتكم، وإن شاء الله أشوفكم الأسبوع الجاي على خير. الوقت خلص بسرعة، أتمنى كمان تكون المعلومات اللي قلناها عنه استفدتوا منها، ولو إنها ما أوفتوش حقه بس حاولت قدر الإمكان ألم عنه. أنا شخصيا كنت سعيد بإن اتكلمت على شخصية زي إمينيم، لأني كنت من التوب فانز بتوعه في فترة من الفترات، وستيل لحد دلوقتي دور على أغاني تاني، ما تدورش بس على الأغاني القديمة، الأغاني نزلت جديدة كويسة وهتعجبك. هنطلع زي ما قلت نسمع الأغنية دي، واشوفكم ان شاء الله الاسبوع الجاي. مع السلامة. It's no excuse to abuse you, but no one knows what I'm going through, so I'd use you. To be truthful, I wouldn't know what to do if I lose you, so I refuse to. Might have a screw loose and a fuse blew, but I think I might be building up a tolerance to you. 'Cause one minute I'm hollering screw you, next I take it back. Guess you could say I'm trying to unscrew you, but the shit's about to pop off. Yeah, I fill you up, then I got you totally open as soon as I take your top off. You're so hard to resist, you knock my socks off. My friends say you're bad for me, hogwash. I'll never love again the way I loved you. Did you find someone new? Are you doing this with them? 'Cause I remember when, I remember when you was mine, yeah. We were inseparable at one time, yeah. You know my love for you was undying, yeah. You used to always have my back. Some days it feels like you're all that I have. Why I'm trying to hold on to you for as long as I can, and you just want me for my money, so I got you wrapped all in saran. Damn, talk about eating out the palm of my hand. But if not for my financials, I wouldn't have you anyways. There have been ample, plenty days where I'm just in a daze, and I can't pull myself about this rut, and you're so much of a handful. I can only take so much of you all at one time, because too much of you's just too much to swallow sometimes. Gotta take you in doses, but when you're not at my side, I shake in convulsions, separation anxiety, 'cause we may be the closest. Yeah, baby, we hopeless, don't we make an atrocious combination? We know it's like playing with explosives, quite dangerous though, but my brain's in hypnosis. Such a wide range of emotions, migraines, but why the fuck am I taking these motions? Ibuprofens, like a drop of rain in the ocean. You're my fix on the days when I'm broken, but the shit's about to go sideways, I just know it. I'll never love again the way I loved you. Did you find someone new? Are you doing this with them? 'Cause I remember when, you remember when you was mine, yeah. We were inseparable at one time, yeah. You know my love for you was undying, yeah. Used to always have my. So I spiral downwardly, 'cause I'm too cowardly to leave you head as clouded in a fallacy. But in reality, somehow it seems like when I lay me down to sleep, I'm counting sheep, you're bound to creep. 'Cause every time I turn around, you keep running out on me. You're my Xanax and my Valium, I'm an addict, you're a downer. You're my habit, it's like I found you in the cabinet, but it's like I can't uncap it, 'cause it's childproof, a scoundrel and fiends how I feel around you. Awful, every time I lost you, felt like I had you in my pocket. Now I'm flipping over the furniture, punching holes in the walls through everything that we've gone through. How many times you fucked me, but the way it felt for me to be.
be on top when I was on you. Swore my fealty, but word to G.O.D. I thought you loved me, bitch, you tried to kill me. I'm getting off you. Quit calling for me. Hard truths, how I respond to the ambient and talent.